We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk a little Linville Sully sports, maybe a little basketball we'll throw in here, but mostly football because Gage Vanderleest, yesterday on National Signing Day, signed his national letter of intent to play football for Drake University. Senior for Linville Sully, Gage Vanderleest, joins us here on KGRN. Gage, congratulations. How's it feel to finally ink your name to the contract and you're now going to be a Bulldog after your Hawk career is over?
Yeah, it feels really good. I couldn't have imagined being done after this year. I love playing football, and Drake's an awesome place, and I'm super excited to get to go there and meet some awesome friends and play for some awesome coaches.
Right. So take me through the recruiting process with you and your decision process and how you settled on Drake.
Well, originally I looked at Drake for the education, so I went on a college visit there. But that was last year in January, and I decided that there's no way I could be just done playing football after one more year. So I kind of just shot my shot and sent one of their coaches my film, not really expecting any of them to respond, but they responded and they wanted to meet with me on my college visit. So I got to go there and I got to meet some of the coaches, and they were all super kind. I met like almost all the coaching staff, and I never even expected to meet one of the coaches. And they were all super nice to me and my parents, and it just kind of felt like home right away. But then I went to a couple camps this summer, and I loved it, and, like, they were just super kind, and, like, they just wanted you to get better, you could tell. And I love the campus, and it's an amazing school for the major that I want to go into. So, and then I went on a couple more game day visits this fall, and they asked me, and I'm like, heck yeah, I'll be a Bulldog.
Did you happen to go see Drake play Iowa State when they played late here in the year?
I did not, but I got to watch it online, and it was pretty cool to watch.
Well, that would be really cool to get that opportunity to go up to Ames and play in that stadium, wouldn't it be? Jack Trice.
Yeah. Hopefully they do that again sometime, but I'm not sure Iowa State wants to do that again.
Probably not. That's a great point. I don't think they do because Drake gave them all they could handle.
That's right. I was pretty proud of to be a Bulldog that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they lost the game, but they didn't do anything bad.
No, they did not. Yeah.
There was
people saying how is it like wondering if it was even safe for Iowa State to play Drake. And they definitely showed them that it was definitely safe.
Yes.
Even more so.
Gage Vanderleest from Linville Sully signing with the Drake Bulldogs, joining us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. So there's so many things I want to ask you about, but what about position in terms of, I know you play a little bit of a quarterback, you play some defense for Linville Sully, I think. Where are they looking at you in terms of where you're going to play on the field?
I'm thinking a strong safety that probably is where I'm going to start at. That's where I went to. I went to camps as a defensive back this summer, and I did pretty well. So then I think that's where I'm going to play.
Is that – you're comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah. Strong safety is a great position. Coach TC put me there some, and I play linebacker some. I love strong safety. You get a pass cover, you get a read that as a quarterback, but also when it's a run, you get to come up and feel hard from about – 10 yards back.
Yeah. So overall, I mean, you now have to focus in on being a defensive player. You have to eliminate that offensive focus. How does that change your mentality, if any?
It doesn't change my mentality really that much. It's still football. And I played a lot of defense anyways. I mean, I played both ways and special teams here at Linville Sully, but it doesn't change my mentality too much. It's still football. Just instead of me scoring, I have to stop the other team from doing it.
Right. Now, of course, the head football coach at Drake just announced his resignation here a couple weeks ago. Is that worrisome to you? How have you gotten a feel on the coaching position there?
At first I was kind of off guard by it, but I'm not too worried about it. Coach Fox is a great man, and he has some great coaches under him also. And so I don't think that those guys or the athletic director at Drake would really want to change the culture of the Drake football program, because where it's at right now is such a special place. So I think they're going to hire within the staff is what I would have to assume, but I'm not quite sure. I don't want to don't quote me on that or anything. But
oh no.
But no.
But they had a good defensive coordinator there, didn't they? Under Rick Fox.
Yes, they did. Coach Stepps is an awesome defensive coordinator. With their defense has been nationally ranked in the FCS, and they had like 4 All-Americans this year. So I would not be too surprised to see him get it. But I know he's one of the candidates.
Yeah, and you have no idea, of course.
I really have no idea.
Yeah. But I mean, what did you get a chance to talk with that D coordinator much when you were up there visiting?
Oh, yeah, he's my main recruiting coach. He recruits my area, so I talked to him. He's my main contact.
Right. So what was your conversations like with him?
Oh, he's just a super kind guy. He just wants me to succeed in whatever we do, and he's an intense guy. He's always, you know, his players and stuff, but you can definitely tell he just cares about you and how you are, not just as a football player, but also as a young man.
Gage Vanderlees from Linville Sully with us here on 1410 KGRN. Going to be signing to play football at Drake University. You mentioned earlier you were kind of looking at schools depending on your major. What major are you looking at?
I'm probably going to major in kinesiology on the pre-med track. And then hopefully go maybe med school somewhere after that, but I'm not really sure.
Why kinesiology?
I don't know. I've always been really interested in like exercise science and the human body. And I know I've shadowed a few doctors, and I really just think that's kind of what I want to get into. I'm a big science guy.
A big science guy. Okay.
Yeah.
But you realize there's a lot more school if you're going to go to medical school after that.
I do, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Doctors make a heck of a lot more than radio guys. Let me tell you that much.
They don't have as much fun, though, that's for sure.
What have you taken from, you know, your football memories with this Hawk team? I mean, making it to the playoffs 2 years in a row, district titles, you know, through all of it, what do you feel like that you have learned that's going to help you the most as you go to Drake?
Oh, character for sure. I've just become such a better person playing football here for Coach P and Coach TC and all the other coaches. They've made me such a great young man, and they really just showed me what's important, and not just winning football games, but also how you act inside school and outside and just around town. And like, that's the most important thing, no matter what. And I really feel like Drake also has that sort of mindset. And it's really hard. I don't think you find that at a lot of colleges. So that's really why I liked it. It kind of reminded me of a bigger Linville Sully.
And it's so close to home, too. I'm sure your folks and your family are ecstatic about that.
Oh, it's far enough away. It's an hour away, so I don't have to come home if I don't want to. But, yeah, my mom can come bring me food if she wants to, or take me out to lunch.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, it's a little bit away, but not that far away.
Yes, exactly. It's perfect distance.
Yeah, perfect distance. So I got to ask you about the basketball season, because that's going on right now. You know, there was that first week loss to Montezuma, but things have been kind of coming together with this team. How have you felt the way basketball's been going?
Oh, we've been playing really well lately. I just think at first we just had this new group of guys. We haven't played together that much. But now we're starting to understand each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses, and we're starting to play more help defense. And I don't know, the defense is coming together. Our shots are finally falling. I know. I think we're definitely not the same team we were week one. That's for sure.
Yeah. What do you feel like you've really been able to turn things around the most in? What areas have come together the most?
I think our hustle and our energy and our defense. That losing the Montezuma was never fun. So I think that kind of turned things around for us. We kind of realized, like, hey, we don't want to do that again. We don't, and we want to put up definitely a better fight than we did this time. So we just kind of just kicked it into gear, I think.
Yeah. And so, what is your priorities here during winter break? Because you'll probably have basketball practices. You know, we got track season coming up before long, and now you're a football signee. So what types of things are you planning on doing here to try and get ready for all that?
Well, I'm still in the little weight room all the time. I lift in with my basketball team or by myself, and I have basketball practice, and I'll try to get in to run some hurdles at some indoor facility around here somewhere, but I still have school, so I can't forget about school. I have a lot of things going on, but it keeps me busy, and I like being busy.
And what did they tell you is like, what did Drake kind of give you any advice on to prepare, or they just kind of just let you be a senior and you worry about that football, you know, when the summer hits?
They definitely just want me to be a senior. So right now we haven't talked too much about the future this summer and stuff, but they said just kind of finish out your high school career. We'll be in touch and we'll talk to you still. And I think legally I can start workouts May 1st, or actually after I graduate. So after I graduate, then I think I'll get more information and probably start working out with the team a little bit more.
Very good. Well, Gage, so proud of you, and congratulations becoming a Drake Bulldog. That's going to be exciting. And I'm sure it takes some pressure off and you can just relax and, you know, play basketball and then run track and do the things you want to do here your rest of your senior year, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, thank you. But, yeah, it does take a ton of pressure off. And just deciding where I'm going to college, there's so many people I know right now that are stressed out about trying to figure out where to go. And it really is so nice knowing and having an actual plan for once in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's a great feeling. Well, Gage, enjoy your winter break. Best of luck throughout the rest of the basketball season. I'm sure we'll be seeing you. And, of course, we'll see you on the track for sure there. And congratulations again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gage Vanderlees from Linville Sully. He's signing to play for the Drake Bulldogs in football. He joins us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.